You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Just yesterday, National Treasury announced a payout process for Itala Bank depositors. It seems as though there is a resolution to ensure that these depositors receive their monies. National Treasury would be putting up to 2.2 billion rand to ensure that depositors receive their monies back in full. We're going to be taking a look at this with the Chief Director for Financial Markets and Stability at National Treasury, Vukile Davidson. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of these developments. Dr. Davidson, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Perhaps let's start our conversation with an understanding of the decision that Treasury made with regards to this. This has been an ongoing process that we've been keeping an eye on for quite some time. And to finally get to a decision with all of the facts that have been considered, perhaps just take us through the state of Itala as it stands and why this was the decision that was arrived at.
Certainly, and good evening to you and to your listeners, and thank you for having us on. I guess the best place to start is the beginning. Itala had been operating under an exemption to the Banks Act for around 20 years. Earlier in 2023. The Prudential Authority withdrew that exemption, or rather the exemption lapsed and the Prudential Authority did not renew it. And that necessitated the process to ensure that the existing depositors would be repaid. We've been working diligently with the province as well as the Prudential Authority over the last several months to ensure that we arrive at the place where we're at now, which is finally to be able to facilitate the repayment of the deposits of Itala depositors and do so in close cooperation with the province and Itala SOC through the selected repayment agent bank, which is First National Bank.
We'll come to First National Bank in a second. Vukile, I want to start perhaps with an understanding of what remained within Itala's accounts at the time of this decision being taken. I can imagine a lot of research and extensive consultation would have gone into finding out how much of the depositor funds were remaining in the bank accounts. Understandably, the government had secured and provided guarantees for the 2.2 billion of deposits, but how much was actually in the bank account as of, say, this morning or as of yesterday when the announcement was made?
So it's important maybe to provide some broader context of the nature of the guarantee. International Treasury is providing a guarantee for the repayment of Itala depositors, but providing that guarantee to the provincial treasury. Of course, that requires a, like you mentioned, a deep understanding of what is going on at Itala. The 2.2 billion rand that we've identified as a complete envelope for the guarantee represents the entirety of the depositor base. The entirety of the depositor base. We also have a sense from the repayment administrator who's been overseeing the depositor aspects of Itala since the exemption expired to have a sense of what is on the asset side, as well as an amount of money that Itala had in sort of cash and cash equivalents. That amount of cash and cash equivalents, which we understand to be close to a billion rands. That money will go immediately to contributing to the repayment of the existing depositor base. And of course, Itala was a bank and undertaking the business of the bank. And what that generally means is that they took deposits and then use that money to extend loans, many of which were long-term in nature. That portion of the funds is really where the guarantee is meant to sort of kick in and help by providing those depositors that want to be repaid immediately with their cash while still allowing for the loans that Itala has been extending to be repaid over time. And then that money will be used ultimately by the province to repay National Treasury for the portion that is not immediately covered by the cash available within the institution.
Vukile, would you be able to comment on the position of National Treasury where it relates to Itala going forward? Understandably, Itala SOC, Itala state-owned company, is in part has the National Treasury at the very end as the ultimate beneficial owner here, and therefore as the shareholder, I suppose the question then becomes, do we then have a way forward as to what happens after the loan repayments have concluded and all of that, and are we continuing with the liquidation? Where does National Treasury stand on that?
Sure, and I think that's an excellent question which many people have been asking. I think the first really important thing to mention is that National Treasury is not the ultimate owner of Itala SOC. Itala SOC is a provincial entity. So the provincial treasury of KZN is the shareholder department. National Treasury's role in relation to Itala really stems from the Minister of Finance's role as being the broader custodian for the financial sector, and in particular, his responsibility over depositors within the South African banking system. Of course, like I mentioned, Itala was operating under an exemption, and that really is the point at which the minister really derives his responsibility to ensure that Itala depositors are taken care of, and not importantly as any sort of role as shareholder, which we are not. In relation to the liquidation procedures, it's just important to note that action was initiated by the Prudential Authority in accordance with their mandate. They executed or initiated that action in pursuit of their mandate into the protection of depositors. Clearly, we are in the process of paying back the depositors, so what will happen ultimately with respect to that action will be the Prudential Authority's choice, but it's important maybe to mention that the basis for that liquidation application was the protection of depositors.
Vukile, before I let you go, would National Treasury be considering taking action against the Itala executives, whether by way of the provincial treasury as the shareholder, for what has been brought to light as various aspects of mismanagement that led ultimately to the state at which Itala found itself in? Is the National Treasury in a position to do that, understanding that National Treasury could be on the hook for something else further down the line if that isn't the case? Is there a position officially at this stage from Treasury around that?
I think it's just important to note that although National Treasury is providing this guarantee, like I mentioned earlier, the guarantee is really a bridge facility to ensure that depositors can immediately access their cash. National Treasury has simultaneously entered into a parallel agreement with the province to ensure that any financial obligations arising out of the use of the guarantee are ultimately honored by the shareholder, and in this case, that is the province of KZN. So to the extent to which you're saying that National Treasury is on the hook, we really aren't taking any risk beyond providing the sort of bridge facility, and ultimately it will be the shareholder entity and department that will be responsible for any possible financial losses that may arise in relation to Itala, and that's being the provincial authority. On the second part of your question about any sort of malfeasance, I think it's critical to mention that National Treasury is not party or aware of any such allegations. Our role and the purpose of our action here in relation to Itala is only to ensure that those depositors who now have run into many, many months of being denied access to the deposits finally are in a position to do so.
Ensuring depositor security and depositor safety, National Treasury has put in place measures to ensure that the depositors of Itala Bank have received or will be able to receive their monies. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Chief Director for Financial Markets and Stability at National Treasury, Vukile Davidson, for providing the clarity around the matter and how when depositors would likely be settled from their banks.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.